right, we're going to clear these lines with the last three callers so that we have room to do a call-in giveaway.
Well, you better hurry.
Suns tickets and Coyotes tickets coming up in the next couple weeks we have to give away thanks to our flagship KTAR.
Oh, boy.
If you're a sports fan, in particular basketball or hockey, you may be going here in just a couple minutes. Let's get to Dewey in Queen Creek on his glass block shower. Go ahead, Dewey.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, Rosie, Romy, I got a situation with my shower. I have one of those walk-in with the snail wall kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know? And the walk-in part is glass block. And down where the glass block meets the foundation of the shower, and the foundation is about 4 inches up. The water lays in there, and it's got in there, and it soaked the grout. And I thought it was mold at first, but then, I quit using the shower for a week, and I put some fan on it, and it dried out, and it was just damp. But there is one spot, it's less than a silver dollar, that is black, and I'm assuming that's mold. And I want to know if I can get that out because it's underneath the glass block. And then what do I regrout that with so that the water, that it sheds water instead of soaking it up?
I'm going to have a hard time telling you how to get to that silver dollar amount of mold in the block. You could just probably try and squirt in there. You can actually go to Rockler Woodworking Supplies and get a syringe with a little sharp tip that puts a plastic flex line on the end of that and get that in there and just inject it with Clorox and see if you can just bleach burn it out. After that, you do the grout repairs. And then once that grout cures really well, don't use the shower for about a week. Let that grout really cure well. Then get in there and top coat and seal it with an epoxy sealer. And that's going to do a lot to keep the moisture out of there to keep from feeding that mold. If mold has no moisture, it cannot grow. If we lock the moisture out, you're going to be mold free. That's the best information I'm going to be able to guide you through on that one, Dewey. Thanks for the call.
Mike in Phoenix with the firewall. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Did a remodel on my house and basically found out that the remodel that we went to do, was part of enclosing a porch that hadn't been permitted. So I had to go and go get the permits after the work had already been done.
Okay.
I used TWD, which were awesome. They helped me out with all that kind of stuff. But in doing that, we found that not only was the house not done correctly, but our shed in the back, which is like a 20 by 20 work shed, was also not permitted. And now I have to put a 1-hour firewall in between that and the house. And I'm just wondering what that entails.
Ooh, I'm thinking that's probably going to entail a masonry wall. But I'll tell you what, the fact that you've already used someone you're happy with that's familiar with the zoning requirements of your building department in your particular city, I'd go back to them and address the situation with them, and they'd be able to give it to you. But I'm thinking in between two freestanding structures, the only good way to do that is going to be with a masonry wall. That not being able to picture it any better than I can from where I am.
Graham and Rio Verde, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Graham.
I have a 4,000 square foot home. It's a flat roof home.
Okay.
And it has a leak. I've had one company come out to do an estimate. And I'm wondering what the materials are required for doing that, what type of warranty I can expect.
Okay. Well, on a foam roof, the warranty expectation is going to be dependent on how much top coat, elastomeric top coat, you pay to have installed over the top of the foam. And generally, you'll see a 5-year warranty. You'll see a 10-year warranty. And it just depends how thick you want that top coat applied. Now, I'll tell you that in this kind of very, very slow rain, there's a good chance that it is not a roof leak. These very, very slow rains that manifest themselves with moisture inside the house almost invariably are a stucco problem. So be really, really, the fact that you've had a couple people out and they can't find it may indicate the fact that it isn't a roof leak at all. The stucco gets wet. It's a sponge. It holds the water. It eventually gets to the water vapor barrier that's in the house. If that's been broken with a nail or the chicken wire has it torn at all, it gets in. If the flashing isn't quite right, if the stucco doesn't have a good layer of paint on it, because paint's the only thing that can keep moisture out of stucco. Stucco is not waterproof. So if you're familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com, get on there. You're in the Phoenix area. We've got several roofing companies that do foam in the Rio Verde area. You've got Durafoam Roofing. You've got Lions Roofing. You've got Pinnacle Roofing. All that will do foam for you. Have them come out, take a look at it, do an assessment. But again, I think if they come out and take a look, they may very well find that it could possibly be either where the foam elastomeric is meeting the stucco, or in fact it's cracked stucco parapet caps, or it's fissures and small spider cracking on the surface wall of the stucco as it radiates out from doors and windows. That's generally in this slow, slow rain what we find. So there you go. We've wrapped up the cost versus value report, and we are going to run a quick study here. Next week, don't miss it. We're going to be talking about territorial homes, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if you've got vigas, if you've got these parapets I was just talking about, if you've got the stucco and the flat roofs, we're going to be doing a show specifically just for you on territorial homes next Saturday.
Now, generally speaking, when we give away tickets, it will do some kind of trivia as it relates to that team or that event. So true fans of the sport have the best chance. But, you know, there's a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, there is.
If you're listening.
Yes.
And what are our tickets?
We have Coyotes on February 13th.
Okay.
Hang on, you caught me off guard. I'm still trying to catch up with all the Arizona highways people from Illinois, everywhere. So for the on February 13th, we have the Coyotes, San Jose Sharks. And on February 10th, we have the Suns, Houston Rockets.
All right, if you call in and you want them, it's 1-888-767-4348. You're listening. You want to go? That's just a thank you from us to you.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.